So Disdained by Neville Shute. Read by Stephen Thorne. As I have said, this matter started in the night. I was agent to Lord Armour at that time, steward and agent, for most of the family affairs passed through my hands, and I ran the outdoor business of the house itself. I lived by myself in the steward's house at Under Hall, about a couple of miles from the little town of Under in West Sussex. I live there still. Very late on the night of which I am writing, I was driving home over the South Downs after a dinner in Winchester. I forget for the moment what that dinner was about. I don't think it can have been connected with my old school, because I was driving home in a very bad temper. And so I think it must have been the Corn Association. They tell me that I'm reactionary. Very likely they're right. But they should give a man a better dinner than that before they tell him so. In any case, all that's beside the point. I started home to drive the 40-odd miles from Winchester to Under at about 11:30 that night. It was March, a fine night with a pack of loose cloud in front of the moon that gradually turned to rain. I was in a dinner jacket, but the hood of my old Morris is pretty watertight. I could take the rain phlegmatically, and so I set the wiper going, jammed my foot down a bit harder, and wished I was in bed with a fire in my bedroom, instead of bucketing along at 40 miles an hour over the black country roads. Now, on that run from Winchester to Under, you pass over give-and-take sort of country for most of the way, but about 10 miles from Under, the road gets up onto the high ground by Leventer, and runs along the top for a couple of miles. That 2 miles runs with a fairly good surface straight over the unfenced down. You can let a car out there in the daytime, but at night you have to be careful, because of the cattle.